Scott Rivkees is the governor's pick for Florida's Surgeon General. In that role, he'll also oversee the Department of Health. Rivkees is currently in charge of the University of Florida's Pediatrics Department, housed at UF's Shands Children's Hospital.
This is a very, very accomplished guy, and has done a lot for our state at the University of Florida. And I think when you're looking at particularly these public health problems like opioids, and I'll be doing another announcement on that shortly, he's the type of guy that I think can make a real difference.
DeSantis made the announcement in Sanford on Monday. Rivkees says there are a number of healthcare problems facing the state. He highlighted staffing shortages in medical fields and the need for expanded access to care in rural areas. The News Service of Florida reports DeSantis has had trouble filling the post with someone who shares his stance on medical marijuana. Earlier this year, the governor called on the legislature to pass a bill allowing a smokable version. Rivkees notably addressed this in his acceptance.
Medical marijuana also has proven benefit in several conditions. These include cancer pain, epilepsy. It was legalized in our state in January 2017. Recently, smokable medical marijuana was also signed into law by Governor DeSantis. We need to be sure that these legislative initiatives are implemented promptly and properly.
DeSantis also announced he's signing an executive order that will recreate the Office of Drug Control within the Executive Office of the Governor. Then-Governor Rick Scott shuttered the office in 2011. Attorney General Ashley Moody will lead an opioid task force to work with the office.
Substance abuse is a serious public health and safety concern, and the opioid epidemic has devastated families and communities throughout our state.
DeSantis says the Office of Drug Control will act as a liaison of sorts between the federal and local governments. Meanwhile, Moody's task force will develop best practices for health and law enforcement agencies, including education and even legal repercussions. The Attorney General is also leading Florida's efforts in a multi-state legal battle against pharmaceutical companies. The suit charges drug makers with fanning the opioid epidemic by marketing the narcotics. Oklahoma recently settled for $250 million, though DeSantis calls that move, quote, chump change. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.